I have with me today Dr. Richard Hale, somebody who's been working in the field of learning and development for the past 30 years. And today we're going to be talking about action learning. So, Richard, let's begin there. Tell me about what action learning is and perhaps a little bit more about your own background.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for the invitation to the podcast. I've worked in learning and development for the last 30 years and started off in a GEC Marconi, very much a structured approach to training and development that we had with a big organizational structure, several businesses within it. And we cranked out a lot of training. We did a lot of training delivery. And the challenge was always, you know, how do you ensure that the training that you deliver has an impact in terms of change in behavior? So application of skills, application of knowledge, and changes in behavior that are sustainable. Over time, I became more and more intrigued by the concept and philosophy of action learning, which has been, you know, in many ways, it's a simple to describe approach whereby you get groups of people together to learn with and from each other rather than always from, the teaching of a trainer in a classroom by working on real business problems and real challenges. It's more sophisticated than that, but it is, you know, simple in terms of its concept. And it was developed as an approach by somebody I'd like to talk a little bit about, Professor Reg Revens, a very interesting character. But I got involved in looking at how we could use action learning alongside coaching and mentoring as a method to develop people and to develop business at the same time. So I, over my career, have become increasingly interested in organization development and how learning and development connects with OD, rather than is seen as a sort of separate activity or adjunct, within the sort of HR profession. So, yeah, I mean, I've made it my kind of role really over the last sort of 20 years to develop methods of action learning, which have been proven to work in the private sector, some of the big banks, and also in the public sector with a number of government departments and ministries in the civil service, etc.